This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we begin a message from the series in Jeremiah about personal integrity and personal honesty. From the 5th chapter, where God says he's looking for people who do this. How dramatic. They simply tell the truth. That's what the Lord's looking for, men and women who tell the truth. And we begin with a story told by Zig Ziglar, a former motivational speaker who died in 2012. But I think it'll speak to you today in 2017. As we continue our series, The God with a Plan, from the book of Jeremiah. God bless you as you listen.
Well, I think you have a sense of what the message is about today. Personal integrity and honesty, and it'll flesh out as you hear the message. Here we had that message on honesty, and to tell you what an impact it had on people, we had more people steal the CDs of the message today than ever before. I just think it's just what a great impact on people. Zig Ziglar is a man that some of you are familiar with. Maybe you've heard him speak on tape or in person. I had the wedding for his granddaughter when I ministered in Dallas, Texas, and then spoke at his employee annual dinner that they had there in Dallas, and I got to know him a little bit. He writes this about marrying the right person or marrying the wrong person. Here's what he says. I have no way of knowing whether or not you married the wrong person, but I do know that many people have a lot of wrong ideas about marriage and what it takes to make that marriage happy and successful. I'll be the first to admit that it's possible you did marry the wrong person. However, if you treat the wrong person like the right person, you could end up having married the right person after all. Some of you didn't get that. Listen to that again. If you treat the wrong person like the right person, you could end up having married the right person after all. On the other hand, if you marry the right person and you treat that person wrongly, you certainly will end up having married the wrong person. I also know that it's far more important to be the right kind of person than it is to marry the right person. It's more important to be the right kind of person than to marry the right person. In short, he says, whether you marry the right or wrong person is primarily up to you. It's primarily up to you. I want to talk to you today about being the right person, not in the eyes of your spouse, but in the eyes of God. Because when you're a right in the eyes of God, you will be right in the eyes of your spouse, in my opinion. When you're right in the eyes of the Lord in terms of at least attempting to live the godly life that God wants you to live and wants me to live, then we're well on our way to being the kind of spouse that our spouse would like us to be. We're looking at the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a prophet, remember, who discovers as a child that God has a plan for his life. And God says, before you were even born, Jeremiah, I knew you. What a statement. When you were formed in the womb, I had a plan for you. And the message that day was God had an awareness of you long before you had any awareness of him. Long before you had any self-awareness or awareness of your mother or father as a baby, God had an awareness of you and has a plan for your life. It doesn't end last week or start next week. He's got a plan for your life and what he'd like for you to do with your life. And today, about personal integrity, as God speaks through the prophet Jeremiah in the 5th chapter, and some things that I think may surprise you when you hear them today. Jeremiah 5, beginning at verse 1.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I do want to read verse 1 that says this. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. God says to Jeremiah, if you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Can you believe that? God says, if you can find one person who seeks the truth and deals honestly, I will forgive this city. We'll continue tomorrow on Crossroad.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.